It's World Hepatitis Day, and the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation and EC Australia have combined forces to send the message out to First Nations peoples that HEP can't wait. Hepatitis B and C testing has dropped during COVID, and there are concerns there's a lot being missed. Troy Combo is the Aboriginal Program Manager at EC Australia, and he explained to me that unfortunately there is again a gap between First Nations people and non-Indigenous Australians.
Well, we've made great strides toward eliminating hepatitis C as a public health issue in Australia, and non-Aboriginal people have seen, you know, a 12% decrease in notifications over the past few years, and in that same surveillance period, Aboriginal people have had a 15% increase in notifications for hepatitis C. And it's even more stark and more telling in regards to newly acquired hepatitis C. And Aboriginal people are 14 times more likely to have a newly acquired infection compared to our non-Indigenous counterparts.
What are the ways that people can contract hepatitis C?
Most new notifications acquired through the sharing of injecting equipment or people who inject drugs and drug injecting paraphernalia, that is tourniquets, spoons and the like. Prisons are also known to be an independent risk factor. The high overrepresentation of Aboriginal people within the custodial setting really makes this not only a health issue but a social justice issue. And we also know that the sharing of razors, toothbrushes, non-sterile tattooing equipment within backyards and within prison settings can also raise the risk of transmission of hepatitis C as well.
We do have access to direct-acting antivirals, which are called DAAs, which actually can cure hepatitis C if it's caught early enough. Is that right?
Yes, and this is where the inequity starts to come in about people having, one, knowledge about the new DAAs, that they're stigma-related in the communities, and also having access to these drugs in their communities as well and having timely access to them and culturally appropriate access as well and care.
Within communities, what is the key misunderstandings or misconceptions around hepatitis C and its treatment?
There are hangovers from the old generation of previous drugs prior to the new DAAs, and some of them side effects were not very nice. And plus, there's also the stigma related to injecting drug use in Aboriginal communities and the shame factor that goes with that. Not only about being someone who injects drugs, but someone who is living with hepatitis C. We not only get stigma from, you know, community and mob, but there's also stigma related to workforce and the healthcare system as well.
And so what can be done to break down those stigmas?
Over the coming year, EC Australia are looking to develop a national health promotion campaign, looking to partner with the ARCHO sector, so the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisations, but also the peer drug user organisations as well, who will be a big part of the development of resources. So we're looking to address stigma in the community, increase testing and address stigma in the healthcare workforce as well.
And without early treatment, hepatitis C has very long-term damaging effects to a person's health. What are those?
This is one of the challenges, that it is quite a long time frame until some of the chronic conditions start to affect someone's health, and they are cirrhosis of the liver and end-stage hepatocellular carcinoma. There is work being done in Aboriginal communities around the high rates of people that are progressing to liver disease. Cancer has taken over the number one killer of Aboriginal people now, and hepatitis C is contributing to that rate of mortality as well.
Your message for First Nations communities is to, I guess, access their health service and get checked.
Yes, that's correct, yes. Go in, ask for a liver health test, have your antibody and your RNA test done, and find out if you can be linked to care straight away.
And are those done by blood test?
Yes, they are. And there's some new point of care testing machines. They're not available everywhere. They are just finger pricks taken, and they no longer require, you know, a phlebotomist to take blood out of your arms like the old days. Many of the barriers have been removed too, such as not having to have liver biopsy to be linked to care. Someone who was using drugs can also be linked to care. They're the people who really need to test and treat, because we know we use a term now which is called treatment as prevention. So if we can clear someone of the virus that are currently using, the likelihood of them to pass that on to someone else if they are to share injecting equipment becomes much, much less or near to zero.
Troy Combo, Aboriginal Program Manager at EC Australia, and he's also from the Poche Centre for Indigenous Health at the University of Queensland.